He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports bettor expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wagering World? It's your boy Five Star in Vegas, broadcasting live from Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is always in H-Town, Texas. This is The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sportsbook on the Vegas Strip. I call him the boy wonder of sports betting, my brother from another, and super producer of this show, Casino Royale.
Wow, what's that, Wagering World? It's good, Five Star. Crazy week last week, man, you know. I'm excited about this week's show. We got to pick up where we left off. Couple winners, couple losers, but we get into that later on as the day goes on.
Man, the main thing is we made a profit, and we're going to do that every week, man. Look, Aaron Rodgers' season is officially over, but yours has just begun at mybookie.ag. NFL, college ball, and a brand new cash-out system give you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out early like I do. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Put some winners up and place another bet. Or go out like Tony Montana and risk it all for the chance at a bigger payday. Join us at MyBookie for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and huge prize pool contests. Right now, MyBookie has a no strings attached cash bonus to let you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code 5STAR, that's F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R, spell it out, on your first deposit of $50 or more, and you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly credited to your MyBookie account. That's promo code 5STAR to claim your cash bonus. Right now, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag, Cino.
But all right, 5-star, like I said earlier, man, we had an ugly slate this past week, out of control. We went 3-2 in college football, but we get to that. Let's fly through the past real quick so we can get to your top five power rankings for the NFL.
Yeah, we're going to do 5-star's top five. That's new to the show. For you guys who don't know, we're going to do it monthly. And what I'll do at this time is break down my power rankings for the teams and the current odds to win it all in the NFL. All
right, so you want to jump to last week real fast so we can get into that?
Yeah, man, it's time to break down our plays from week three college football. We'll do the week two of the National Football League later in the show when spread comes on. Man, I pulled up in the 2023 Alfa Romeo, but we about to pull off in that 1980 Magnum P.I. Ferrari 308. Man, let's take it to the past, you know.
All right, let's do it, 5-star. Neither one of us like last week college football slate. A lot of big numbers, but we still made a profit. We went, what, 3-2? Not many were bigger than Colorado minus 23 in the hook. We took an L on that on the spread, but we hit the over at 61. A lot of storylines from this one. I can't wait to get into it, especially with ABC announcer Mark Jones. Bro, he said, the sidelines look like the BET Awards.
Man, Mark Jones is wrong for that, bro. He could at least say that it looked like the Grammys or something, man. Like, have you seen the BET Awards lately? But, man, we're going to stick to football, unlike Mark Jones, man, and talk about a great game. Man, you should have seen the strip on Saturday night. Me and my wife were in Caesars. We were wrapping up, having some little cocktails and things. And, bro, the whole casino was frozen, watching that television, watching Colorado State.
All eyes on Prime.
Bro, versus Colorado, like, this has never been a national game, never been a big rivalry, but, man, it lived up to the billing. And kudos to those Colorado State kids, man. They played dirty. They did a lot of foul stuff that I don't agree with, especially the hit by Henry Blackburn on Travis Hunter. Now that kid's going to miss the next 3 weeks with an injured spleen. And that's some of the things you deal with when you're on top, man. you're going to always have people hating, man. People looking to tear you down. Where I'm from, we call it crabs in the bucket, man. Like, a lot of jealousy that these kids are catching because they're being themselves, and I don't like it at all. But I also don't like that that young man, Henry Blackburn, is getting death threats. This is still just football, man. It's just a game. These are kids, you know. So Coach Prime already condemned that, and I definitely condemn it as well, man. Now, should Blackburn be suspended for the amount of games that Travis Hunter's missing? Yeah, nah. I think he should get a suspension for it. That was one of the more dirty hits I've seen. But come on, guys, don't threaten these kids. These are young men. They're playing a game. A lot of emotions involved. As in the game, for the game between the lines, that game had everything you want to see. Colorado State played physical. They played smart. They hit so many crossing routes on the Colorado defense, it was ridiculous. They're going to have to tighten that up going to Oregon because they were killing them on the horizontal routes. And, you know, you had the Travis Hunter injury. You had the Shedeur Sanders getting into the defensive end, poking them in the eyes. It was everything you would want in the game. And then it ended just spectacular with Shedeur Sanders going 98 yards to tie the game up in regulation. And he said on his interview, he went into Brady mode, and that's exactly what he did. And then you saw the story. I don't know if you saw it about the kid that Deion talked to, Horn. He talked to him about his father was watching, incarcerated in Florida somewhere, and the kid ended up making a play of the game and shook Henry Blackburn for the tying touchdown. Just a great story going on in Colorado. As far as Colorado State, we'll see if they can get their first win. This week they travel to Middle Tennessee State. Tough place to play. Middle Tennessee is actually favored by 3. Colorado travels to Oregon as a big underdog, 21-point dog. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
All right. And once again, man, I was wrong just like last week. And that's why you 5-star. You told me that Ohio will whip up on Iowa State, and that was a close game. Everything, you know, is decided in the second half. What you think about that one?
Man, we were lucky to get out with that victory. Great defensive battle. A lot of people were really upset about a field goal that was called as a miss that some people are saying is a make. I looked at it from one angle, looks like it went inside. One angle looks like it went outside, but we'll take it. Next week, Iowa State is going to be traveling to Oklahoma State. The Cyclones will be 3.5-point favorites. I think that they get a victory in that one. I don't like anything going on in Oklahoma State. They don't look good at all. They have problems at quarterback. Ohio is a 13-point favorite on the road at Bowling Green. They got to be careful in that one. It's a MAC game. It's an in-conference game.
And, yeah, you was also all over this one. That Ohio State offense, they came to life just like you predicted, 5-star. You hit the over 64 on Western Kentucky and Ohio State.
Yeah, Western Kentucky struggled in this one, man. They scored 10 points early. They couldn't do anything in the second half. But Ohio State, they got to the number by themselves, putting up 63. Ryan Day's too good an offensive coach. I knew that they would break out sooner or later. Great game by Kyle McCord, 19 of 23. 3 touchdowns, no picks. Got the receivers involved. Now West Kentucky travels to Troy. They'll be a plus 3.5 at Troy. Troy's a really tough, good defensive-minded team with a quarterback that's coming back. And then you got Ohio State. They got a huge game this weekend. They travel to Notre Dame as 3-point favorites. We're going to break that one down in the next segment.
And, oh, boy, got ugly last. And everything going on with Mel Tucker and Michigan State, they got blasted by Washington. What happened with the Spartans, man? They let the Huskies embarrass them at home like that?
Man, I can tell you one thing. At first, they had let go Mel Tucker. Now he's suspended. So I just said, there's no way that we're going to let these guys coach this team, man. All I can say is, hey, man, Michael Penix is great. Kalen DeBoer is great. They did a wonderful thing teaming up together in Indiana and taking a show on the road to Washington. Now the Huskies are one of the best teams in the country. Michigan State is going through it, man. They host Maryland. They're 7.5-point dogs at home against Maryland. How many times have we seen that before? Not too many. Washington is going to host Cal this week. The Huskies are laying 20.5. I'll most likely be leaning toward the Huskies. That offense is impressive.
Most people tune into the show though, five star for the NFL. You can get the people your NFL power rankings real fast.
As sports bettors, we view teams from a completely different lens than novice fans. First of all, our money's invested. So we look at the league in this manner. Good teams win, great teams cover. Here's my five stars, top five in the NFL this week. We're going to go with number one, the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy's taking that team to a whole nother level. They're 2-0 this year. They're 1-1 against the spread. But see, no, I don't count the one loss against the spread they had. We saw the dubious field goal kicked by Sean McVay at the buzzer last week as time expired.
The bookies.
Yes, sir. All right, number two, we're going to go with the Dallas Cowboys. Best defense maybe in the league this season. Dak Prescott's protecting the ball. I feel like him and the head coach, Mike McCarthy, have a great relationship, and it's going over to the whole team. Just real positive vibes in that locker room. They're 2-0 and 2-0 against the spread. Number three, we're going with Miami Dolphins. As long as Tua's upright, this team is a contender to win it all. Mike McDaniel is the sharpest offensive play caller in the league. They're 2-0 and they're 2-0 against the spread. Number four, I got to go with my boy, my homie. You know, Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to correct things. The ship's going to get right. They still have one of the most talented teams in the league. They're still veterans, and they're still the world champions. The only time that they didn't cover the spread was against Detroit, which was also their loss. But we watched the game, and we know that if Kadarius Toney makes those catches, they're 2-0 and 2-0 against the spread. So at number four, we got the defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs. Number five, the Baltimore Ravens. They go as Lamar Jackson goes. They're also one of the more well-rounded teams in the league. They play offense really well. They control the ball, and then they shut you down on defense. And another factor with this team that no one considers, John Harbaugh was the best special teams coach in the NFL before he took his job, and he's used that as an advantage. It's three levels to football, and a lot of people forget about special teams. Baltimore Ravens don't. They're 2-0 this year and 2-0 against the spread. Who did I leave out, Cino?
Now, how you leave out the defending NFC champions, five-star Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles?
I just don't like how they've looked early. It's a lot of season left, but their passing game does not look sharp to me.
And I agree. Jalen Hurts, he definitely not throwing the ball as well as he did last season. But how they ran the ball against Minnesota, I think that can be a change. And that ground and pound, they ran it 64% of the time, if I'm not mistaken.
They do play bully ball with the best of them in the league. They kind of remind me of the Ravens. When the Ravens were hitting on all cylinders a couple seasons ago with their ability to run the ball. But we know this is the NFL, and it's going to be a couple occasions where Jalen Hurts is going to have to win the game with his right arm. I've noticed on video and film, looks to one side of the film, so I know defensive coordinators have, and we got to see if he's able to get over his early slump with the passing game.
All right, the Falcons, too, they're a team to keep the eye on, man. They just beat the Green Bay Packers, 25-24.
Fool's gold.
Matt LaFleur, know what's up.
Fool's gold. That was a book game. That's all it was. Nah, we cashed on that little jinky plus 1.5. All right, man, it's time to pay a couple bills. We're about to get to the present. When we come back, do not miss the breakdown of the week 4 college football slate. We got so many great games. It's nothing like last week. We really got some action this week. Cino, take us out.
I'm thinking about these numbers all night. I really can't sleep. My mind calculate at a speed 1,000 degrees. You wouldn't believe all this shit that I seen.
This segment is presented by Laptop Lifestyle Global. Get on the path to passive income and secure your financial freedom now.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Hello, wagering world. I'm personal injury attorney Rodney Jones. Sports betting is all about the numbers, and the odds are 7 out of 10 that you could be part of a major accident. Don't gamble on your attorney. Back the city's favorite, Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in a wreck, call us today, 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. Rodney Jones Law Group. The only sure thing is we win.
Well, it's another hot summer in Houston, Houston, and that means radio signals are most affected by tropospheric ducting. So remember all of your options. Your FM radio presets, 97.5 and 92.5, your free smartphone app, or ESPN97.5.com that you can run through your car speakers. And don't forget Twitch, where your ducting is not tropospheric. ESPN97.5, you have options. Nobody. You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas, presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
Yes, sir. We back in the building, and as always, me and C-No are on the rooftop. It's your boy Five Star in Vegas. Welcome back, Wagering World. C-No over here got the spider monkeys crawling down his neck and all up his ankles.
Scratching me up in here. What's good, Wagering World? We back at it.
Yes, sir. I tell you about one company that's not monkeying around, and we know that's MyBookie.ag. Saquon Barkley's season just took a bad turn, but yours is ready to turn up at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out early, place another bet, or have some kahunas and let it ride for a chance at a bigger payday. Join us at MyBookie for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and a huge prize pool contest. Right now, MyBookie has a no strings attached cash bonus to let you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code 5STAR. That's FIVESTAR. Spell it out, one word, 5STAR, on your first deposit of $50 or more, and you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly credited to your MyBookie account. That's promo code 5STAR, FIVESTAR. Spell it out to claim your own cash bonus now. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. All right, I don't know who's producing the show, whether it's Kingston and Harris or C-No. We got these spider monkeys climbing all on the computers right now, on the MacBooks.
Man. I don't know, man. We're going to have to get them on the pace. They're kind of expensive, man.
I'm telling you. Hey, look, you are expensive. You are the way of the world. That's why you're here. We appreciate each and every one of you tuning in. If you're locked in on 97.5 or 92.5, or on the podcast, whether it's the Apple Podcast format or whether it's Spotify, man, we appreciate you for tuning in. Remember, it's always us versus the machine. All right, C-No, it's week 4 of college football, and we're coming up on week 3 in the NFL. But as always, we'll save those NFL looking heads for when my guy Spreader Steph pulls up after a bad, bad slate last week. This week, we really got some dandies.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to shake it back, and I'm so excited about this week 4 in college football. We're about to find out this week who the real contenders and who the pretenders are.
Yes, sir. It's a defining week for a lot of the top college football programs. Huge matchups up and down the board. Let's pile up in the electric Escalade and ride to the prison.
All right, let's kick it off in South Bend then. We got two of the biggest programs in college facing off each other. We got Ohio State. They're traveling to play the undefeated Notre Dame. They land 3 on the road. What you think about that?
These are two of the most historic programs in college football. Two of the biggest brands. We got the Buckeyes traveling to the Golden Dome in South Bend to face an Irish team that's looking real impressive. Both these teams are undefeated, as C-No said. The thing boils down to me on can Kyle McCord get it done for Ohio State. Land 3 on the road in a super tough environment. We're going to have like billions of people watching this game. This is going to be one of the most viewed games probably in the whole country. Can he handle the pressure? You know, it's not a game where he's playing just like a local game. This is the big ticket. This is a big national stage, and can he come through? I know the Sam Hartman can, but the thing is, will the Ohio State defense let him come through. Ohio State has played really well of late on defense. They didn't give up any points last weekend in the second half to a dynamic Western Kentucky Hilltoppers offense. So this is going to be an interesting game, one that I'm going to just sit back and enjoy. I won't really have a side on it. I would lean Notre Dame plus +3, and I'd probably lean an under on this game. It's at 54. It opened up at 55.5, but it's dropping because a lot of sharp guys are seeing that this could become a defensive battle, two evenly matched teams.
All right, and here we go again. Hopefully I don't go 0-3, but I'm on the other side. Like you said, I really, really think that Ohio State defense might just be a little bit too much for the Fighting Irish.
I know if this play. No official play. So this one right here, you'll be 1-0 because I didn't take a side.
All right, we can stay in the Big Ten. Ohio State rival, that team up north, as they call them, the Michigan Wolverines, they land 24 points against Rutgers. The over-under is only 44. That's kind of small. It's low.
That's a really, really short number, but two really good defensive teams here. I think Tim Harbaugh's back for this game, correct? First game back.
Ain't no telling.
Man, is he going to finally coach? Well, he better be prepared because I know who's going to be coaching. That's going to be Greg Schiano on the Rutgers side. Don't get me wrong. Michigan has fabulous offense, fabulous defense, great recruits. J.J. McCarthy is rising up the NFL draft boards. But a guy who's really, really going under the radar right now is the quarterback for Rutgers, Gavin Wimsatt. He's been injured the prior two seasons, so he never got a chance to really run the offense. He's getting settled in, and I can tell you what, he has some playmakers on the offense with him. He had the sixth leading running back in the country. They average a lot of yards on the ground, and they're a really tough-minded team. And the main thing is that Coach Schiano always has those kids ready to play. I know that Michigan is tough. I know that Michigan is a really, really a talented team, but I don't think they're 25 points better than Rutgers. Give me Rutgers plus +24. Ring the alarm, Cino.
Ring the alarm.
All right, so the next one is low-key one of the games of the year. I think this is pretty much going to decide the ACC championship. Florida State, they're traveling down to Clemson. FSU, favored on the road by 2.5. What you think?
This is going to be the fish hook for the public right here. It's every bet I've seen, every talking head, they're on Florida State. I'm going the opposite way. I'm going to follow trends, man. Clemson has won 7 straight against Florida State, and they won the last 4 at home against them. The imitation Death Valley, because we all know the real ones in Baton Rouge, but the imitation Death Valley out in South Carolina is a tough place to play. I think that Dabo is going to have his boys fired up, and his power in being able to look across the field at a helmet that you're used to beating, man. It's real power, and it's a lot of psyche advantages. For Clemson, Florida State did not look good last week against Boston College. And as I told you earlier in the season, they tend to do this. Play lights out first game against LSU, and then they kind of come back to the means. As you see, LSU is going up with their arrow. I think that Florida State's going down. I don't think that Coach Norville, a.k.a. Coach Cornrows, can keep their attention. So I'm going to go with Dabo and his crew coming up with enough defensive plays at home to win their 8th straight against Florida State. Styles make fights. Give me Clemson plus 2.5. Ring the alarm, Cino.
Ring the alarm.
All right, and something I look forward to every week. You know we can't have a college segment without betting Coach Prime and them boys. What we doing this week? I got Coach getting 21 points on the road at Auburn. Oh, Lord.
It's a lot of points that are being given out. I think this is the celebration weekend for the haters. They all think that they're going to be able to beat their drum and finally say, I told you, when it comes to Colorado, Coach Prime and his kids. But I think they're in for a rude surprise. The best thing that happened to us as Colorado backers was the performance that we saw out of the Buffaloes. They left out that last game against Colorado State feeling they didn't play their best ball, because believe me, they know the spreads. They know the lines. They know that they were 24 points better than that Colorado State team. And if it wasn't for heroic effort by Shador Sanders, who would not let that team lose last week, then they would have been now with their first loss of the season as 24-point favorites. I don't think that Deion likes that, but it gives him a lot of coaching points for this weekend. They got complacent. I saw some of the film of him talking about that game to his team, and that was the main thing that he was emphasizing about how they had started smelling themselves and it's time to get back to working again. You can always guarantee that Shedeur Sanders is going to come to play, one of the most clutch quarterbacks we've seen. That two-point conversion against Colorado State is one of the best college football plays I've seen from a quarterback in a long time, when he has a free runner coming right at him on the blitz. And with that said, he still was able to pick up that they were on the out route that he was going to hit, jump off of it quick enough with the man bearing down his face and throw a strike to the back of the end zone to a wide open guy. He's processing things so fast right now, and that's why I think that somehow Coach Prime has those kids ready to compete. And even though the Oregon is outmanning them and has a much better team or really hell at home, I don't think they cover the 21 points. I think the Colorado figures out a way to make Bo Nix get back to his old self at Auburn and turn the ball over a couple times, and that Shedeur Sanders is able to put up enough points to keep the Buffaloes in a proud, proud team in the game. We're taking Colorado plus 21. Ring the bell.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Definitely taking the 21 points and going on mybookie.ag and get that one right now, because I think it's going to move a little bit. Might move a point, point and a half, something of that nature. Got to ride with the Buffs. Last time it was like that 5-star, they got the money line. So money I might sprinkle line. A little something on that. Might sprinkle something on that money line.
It's definitely worth a sprinkle. You can never go wrong betting on Coach Prime and his son Shedeur. All right, man, we got some bills to pay. Once you guys stick around, when we come back after the break, we're going to give you guys some futures on some division winners in the NFL. A lot of value right there. Take us out, Sino.
Are you tired of feeling like the underdog when it comes to personal injury cases? Level the playing field with the Rodney Jones Law Group. Our team of experienced attorneys will fight for your rights and help you score the compensation that you deserve. Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. And get a winning legal strategy. Call Rodney Jones Law Group. We're on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Back in the day, sports radio used to be just an auditory experience. But in this new age, you can actually see sports radio.
I like to watch.
Go to ESPN975.com for a link to the live video feed on Twitch. You can also go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, ESPN Houston. There you can see clips of our stellar live broadcast. Man, what a world we live in, where you can see with your ears and hear with your eyes. ESPN975.com. See it, hear it, love it. You're listening to The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
All right, we're back in The Wagering World. Once again, Encino on the rooftop, enjoying the view. Las Vegas, beautiful Red Rock Mountains, and spider monkeys. I've been here with the youngest man that ever run a strip casino sports book. I call him the boy wonder, sports betting. What's good, Sino Royale?
Oh, man, just enjoying the night with the spider monkeys, man. Another beautiful night, like you said, up in the Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, sir. Summer in Nevada, that is. All right, man, Cooper Kupp is on IR. This season is yet to begin, but your season is just kicking off at mybookie.ag. NFL, college ball, and a brand new cash-out system give you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out early. That's what I do, cause oatmeal always beats no meal. Put some of those winnings up and place another bet. Or go out like Frank Lucas and risk it all for the chance at a bigger payday. Join us at MyBookie for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and a huge prize pool contest. Right now, MyBookie has a no strings attached cash bonus to let you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code 5STAR, that's FIVESTAR, that's one word, 5STAR, on your first deposit of $50 or more. You can receive up to $200 in cash instantly credited to your MyBookie account. That's promo code 5STAR, FIVESTAR, to claim your own cash bonus right now. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. See, you know, we've had 2 weeks of NFL football early in the season, but we've taken a few impressions. I want to tap each division, and let's see who's going to win that division and why. Let's jump into Marley, flying car, and zoom out to the future.
All right, 5STAR, let's kick it off in our neck of the woods, the NFC South. Right now, the Bucs, the Saints, and the Falcons, they are undefeated. What you think?
I know who's not winning that division. That's the Carolina Panthers. Bryce Young looks like a deer in headlights tonight. And, you know, I suspect that until they adjust to the size and speed in the NFL, he's going to have some difficulties. Very talented kid, though. The Bucs are the surprise, man. They actually are the value right now. They're at 4-1. If Baker Mayfield plays like the top pick that he, you know, was when he was drafted, then they very well can win that division. You know, the Ty Bowles can really coach defense. They got great weapons outside. But give me my Saints at +115. I think the defense is good enough to win outside of Derek Carr. I'm not a Derek Carr truther at all. I don't think that he's a clutch player. I think that he gets really shook, especially in the red zone and on big down. So he's not my favorite, but still I trust in the defense and I trust in the system that's in place and the leaders of that team like DeMario Davis.
And I feel Derek Carr going to be Derek Carr no matter where he played football at, 5STAR. I'm thinking the Atlanta Falcons take that +176 on mybookie.ag. Let's stay in the South, the AFC South. I like my boy Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars at -144.
Yeah, it's Jacksonville division to lose. Houston is a couple years away, but they do have a promising future, C.J. Stroud. Tennessee's looking a little bit old this season. I can never trust Tannehill, but they do have probably the best coach in that division. Well, I'll say 1A and 1B because you know how I feel about Doug Peterson as well. Then you have the Colts. I feel like the Colts are the value bet. If anyone that can come out of the dweller and make something happen and end up like getting to the top of that division would be the Colts for me. +625 is a ridiculous number. Shane Steichen has impressed me with his offensive play calling. Anthony Richardson looks good, and they have one of the best backups in the league in Gardner Minshew.
All right, now let's ride to that north side of the NFL, 5STAR. We're going to start in the NFC North, and boy, must I say, your Packers at +425. It's already looking like a bag.
Yeah, I'm holding that +425 ticket from early in the years down all the way down to +175 on mybookie.ag. Books still like the Lions, though. They still have them favored at +105. I'm fine with my Packers ticket. I like what Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love look like they're going to be able to do. I think they're still the best in the division. I think they're the most organized. I still can't trust Detroit. I always have felt like teams are going to be a carbon copy of their coach. They're going to take on his attitude, his moxie. Matt LaFleur has shown that he's very even-keeled, whereas in the Lions, Dan Campbell, it's a little bit too up and down for me. So I'll be on the Packers. I have them at a lovely +425, but right now you can still catch them at +175 on mybookie.ag.
All right, so 5STAR, he's sticking with his Packers on that one. So tell me who you like for the AFC North.
It looks like it's the Ravens to lose. Right now, mybookie.ag have them at +101. But the thing about the Ravens is they continue to suffer from injuries. They've already lost a running back again this season. We'll see if Lamar can hold up. Seems like they have a bunch of defensive injuries and injuries to major components of that team every season. So if they can stay healthy, then I definitely like them to pull it out. But, you know, I have a Steelers ticket at +425, and it's not looking good for the Steelers because it went up to +490. Kenny Pickett has definitely regressed. The Browns are at +390. Like I said, Deshaun Watson has not looked the same. And God bless to Nick Chubb, man. Nick Chubb, we're praying for you, man. A horrific injury that he suffered from. And you had the Bengals. I think that's the sleeper pick. I think that's the pick with the most value. I think they can run off six or seven straight games if Burrow can get back healthy and get back to himself. His receivers and him were not clicking, but people are saying it's due to the injuries out this week.
I agree with you on that one. I definitely feel that the Bengals could do what they have to do if Burrow could stay healthy with, you know, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, and my boy T. Higgins out there. So five star. We're going to move to the East Coast, the birthplace of hip hop. Who you think win the NFC East? You already know it's a no-brainer. I'm all over Dallas, Dak Prescott, and the team.
Yeah, man, the books have the Eagles and Cowboys listed at about the same number. I'm seeing different numbers. The latest one on mybookie.ag I caught was plus 105. But, I mean, you know, I have a Washington Commanders ticket. It's at plus 1,400. It's staying right there at plus 1,400. It's not too late to get in on it. They're 2-0, good defense. Coach Rivera knows what he's doing. And now he has Eric Bieniemy over there calling that offense. I think he's showing people that the Kansas City Chiefs are really going to miss him. They're going to miss his fire and also his X's and O's in that locker room. As you see how the Kansas City offense has looked without Bieniemy, and now how the Commanders offense looks with Bieniemy. Quarterback Sam Howell has a real chance to win NFL's most improved player.
All right, so what you think about the AFC East? So far, I'm liking what I see Mike McDaniels and his Miami Dolphins.
You know I'm a big Mike McDaniel guy. Did you see last week what he did at the interview? He had on the Air Max 90 off-whites, with the tag still on.
Super, super clean.
Hey, man, super, super fly, man. I always liked that guy from the interview he did when he said, who, Mike Jones? I know he's a real hip-hop head like us, man. So I'm always support Mike McDaniels. And also, he's the best play caller in the league. Long as he keeps Tua healthy, keeps Cheetah healthy, keeps Waddle healthy, I don't see anyone stopping them from winning that AFC East. I think the Buffalo takes a step back this year. I think they really miss Brian Daboll. I know they had a good showing last week, but it's a lot of turmoil going on in that locker room, and it's a lot of pressure on Sean McDermott to really get it done. He's suffering from the same things that past Buffalo teams are suffering from, with the pressure of always being the bridesmaid, but never the bride.
All right, now let's take it out to the best side, the West side. Who you got in the NFC West? The 49ers, they're a huge favorite to repeat as the division champs.
They should be huge favorites, man. The 49ers are strong. As long as they get competent quarterback, which they're getting out from Brock Purdy, they got the best roster, best personnel. Shout out my homeboy, Big Trent. Man, Big Trent Williams and I go back a long, long time. Real good Texas boy, man. We kicked it a lot of times, man. Good people. He's on the way to the Hall of Fame. Mike Shanahan just knows what he's doing, man. Him and John Lynch have built a win over there. The only team that I can see that maybe could threaten them are the Seahawks. You get a real good value on them right now at plus 525 on mybookie.ag.
All right, and let's wrap it up with our area of the country. Who you got winning the AFC West? It got to be my homie.
Come on, man. We know we ride with my homie. We riding with Coach Andy Reid, man. I know minus 250 is still a large number, but you could really pretty much put that up, man, and just wait on your money. This guy has never lost a game in the AFC West on the road, ever. Not once in his whole career. I don't think that happens anytime soon. The Chargers are way too up and down. The Broncos, they have a problem at quarterback, and I think it's a culture clash between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. And finally, who are going to be in final place probably, the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, they might eke out Detroit, Denver. What you think?
What?
They should, right? They got him.
Sean Payton, come on.
He'll get it back together.
Yeah, he get it back together.
Denver,
the great Sean like that.
Well, the Raiders do have a good defensive team this year. They're playing a lot better, even though they got smoked last week in Buffalo. They're a lot better defensively than they've been in the past. The problem is Jimmy G. We know Jimmy G is limited, and we also know that Jimmy G tends to get injured. Devontae Adams, I don't know how long he's going to be here. He always wanted to play for the Raiders, and now he got his wish. So we'll see how that turns out. But, hey, we still rooting for you. Hopefully the Raiders get it together real soon. I'd love to see them trade for Kyler Murray. But for this season and this season only, we're riding with Kansas City Chiefs minus 250. That's just like you're putting money up in the bank.
Definitely money in the bank. Take it to the bank, cash it, take a picture of it, stamp it, everything. My homie, your homie.
Right.
Easy money, my homie.
My homie. Yeah, he good money always. All right, it's time for us to make a little money and pay some bills right now. You guys be prepared, because after the break, we got the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know, Spread of Stats, going to be in here to do his weekly NFL rundown with us. And we're also going to have some plays for you with the ball and parlay. Don't miss this week's locks. Send us out, Sino. This segment was presented by Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in an accident, dial 832-377-5529. That's 832-377-5529. The only thing that's guaranteed is that they win.
Betting on sports can be thrilling, but what happens when you're injured? Don't let your personal injury sideline your winnings. At the Rodney Jones Law Group, we're here to protect your rights and secure your compensation. Our team of experienced attorneys will tackle your case head on, so you can focus on your comeback.
Touchdown!
Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. The Rodney Jones Law Group is on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Back in the day, sports radio used to be just an auditory experience. But in this new age, you can actually see sports radio.
I like to watch.
Go to ESPN975.com for a link to the live video feed on Twitch. You can also go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, ESPN Houston. There you can see clips of our stellar live broadcast. Man, what a world we live in, where you can see with your ears and hear with your eyes. ESPN975.com. See it, hear it, love it. You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
I will back up in there for the final segment, the people segment. As always, we have the only Sacramento Kings fan I know up in here. What's good, Spreaders? How are you today?
Man, I'm excited to talk some football with you and excited for these games this weekend.
Hey, man. Nick Chubb, his season is officially over, but yours and ours has just began on mybookie.ag. NFL, college ball, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out like I do. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Put some winnings up and place another bet, or go out like Tony Montana and risk it all for the chance at a bigger payday. Join us at MyBookie for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and a huge prize pool contest. Right now, my bookie has a no strings attached cash bonus to let you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code 5STAR. That's 5STAR. Spell it out, FIVESTAR. One word, 5STAR. On your first deposit of $50 or more, you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly credited to your MyBookie account. That's promo 5STAR, one word, FIVESTAR, to claim your cash bonus now. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. When the show kicks off, I always say, welcome, Wagering World. And that's because you are the Wagering World. It's us against Dean. Hey, it's time to give them some NFL right now, Spread. That's what the people love to hear. That's what they love to bet. What you got for us?
National Football League is king, and we will dive right in. One of the most fascinating games to me this weekend, the Minnesota Vikings host the Los Angeles Chargers. Both teams, high offenses, great fantasy production, but they're 0-2. One of these teams is going to get a win and get back on track. The other one's going to be searching for some answers. Right now, the Vikings are -1. Total here is 54. How do you see this one playing out, Five Star?
Over. That's all I can see is points in this one. They're going to be playing in Minnesota on the turf. Cam Akers is now been traded to the Vikings, but I believe they have to bring him in kind of slowly. Probably still be Alexander Mattison's show. But we know that both these quarterbacks can put up points. Kirk Cousins has a big game, and also Aver has a big game as well. Herbert, has a big game as well. So I like the over 54 on this one.
All right. The Miami Dolphins have been the best team in the AFC, but it's only been two games. They get a chance to really stamp that down by taking on the Denver Broncos. That will be in the heat and humidity of Miami. How do you see that one going, Five Star?
I'm rolling with the Dolphins as long as Tua's left arm is holding up. I got to trust Mike McDaniels. Shaky start for Sean Payton. Sean Payton came in with the wrong mindset anyway. When he played the Raiders and began the game with an onside kick, I knew it was going to be a long year for the Broncos because that's a real narcissistic act. By the former Saints coach. No one cares what you did in 2011, man. They care about what you did in 2023. He needs to step back and see if his team really respects him. I think he's being real hard on Russell Wilson, and it doesn't seem like Russell Wilson is answering the call. That's a terrible loss they had last week against Washington, but it also showed me that his locker room is not responding at all. Whereas this harmony going on in Miami, everything's clicking right. I expect a big game from Cheetah. I think the Dolphins cover.
All right. The New England Patriots. Boy, things are not looking good for Bill Belichick right now. But one thing they've always been able to do is beat the Jets. They beat them in their last five games and covered the spread. The total's also gone under in six of the last seven games in New York when the Patriots have taken the Jets. However, the number reflects that here as I'm looking at what is this currently at? 36.5. Five Star, how do we approach the Patriots taking on the Jets? I've never seen the Patriots look so bad, but they always seem to beat the Jets.
Yeah, I know they always seem to beat the Jets, but this is a different Jets team than in the past. Even though they're missing Aaron Rodgers, I think that the team has a lot of fight about it, and I think they have a really good coach finally leading them. So I expect this game to go under. You got two defensive wizards at the head coach position for both teams, two really good defenses that understand that it's up to them to win these games. So I'll be continuing the trend with the unders on this game.
We had a successful week last week, but one of our disappointments, Five Star, was the Houston Texans. We took them over the Colts. That did not come to fruition. Anthony Richardson looked great early. Texans couldn't come back. Although, if you're a Texans fan, C.J. Stroud showed plenty of life and made an argument that he could end up being the best quarterback in this class. Now they have a tough task as they head to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. Jaguars favored by 8.5. The totals 44.5, but once again, we got a team that seems to have another team's number. Houston's 9-1 straight up in their last 10 against the Jaguars. Can they pull the upset here as 8.5-point dogs? What do you think, Five Star?
I don't know about the upset, but as you said, even though it was a different regime a couple times, the Texans have had a lot of success down there in Duval. I don't know if I'm going to play a side on this game. You got Derek Stingley news came out that he has a bad hamstring and won't be playing for an already depleted secondary for the Texans. I got to be looking at the over on this game. I think that both teams are able to put some points up. The Texans' offense was actually looking better last week than their defense. As you said, C.J. Stroud, one of the best young quarterbacks we've seen come in the league. I tell everyone, if you don't think C.J. Stroud could play, all you have to do is go look at Peyton Manning's first game as a rookie. Look at his first two games and compare it to what C.J. Stroud is doing. I think he's getting a real great rapport with his receivers, especially Nico Collins. Nico Collins is on the verge of breaking out and being a big-time receiver. So I'll be going over on this game. I like everything Doug Peterson does offensively. I think he'll really exploit the Texans secondary. All right, Spread, we broke down some of this NFL for the people. Now it's time to get to the people segment, what they all tune in for, the Ballin' Parlay. What you got for the folks, Spread?
All right, we're heading back down to Miami. We talked about this game a little earlier, but I'm all over this spot here. This should be on the other side of 7. It's only -6.5 right now. The Denver Broncos are a team that I am not high in at all. When they originally brought in Russell Wilson, the idea was they were just a quarterback away with that elite defense. This defense is not the same. They've lost multiple players and also their coordinator, Vic Fangio, who's now on the other side. That's right. He's going to be coordinating for the Dolphins. I know there has been a little turnover, but the familiarity can only help Fangio and the Dolphins. I think this offense is going to be clicking. I'm laying the 6.5 with the Miami Dolphins.
All right, you heard Spread. He's going with the Miami Dolphins and my homie Mike McDaniel. My 6.5 against Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, and the Denver Broncos team looking for his first victory of the season. All right, what you got on the bottom of the parlay, Sino?
I got to roll with the Texas Longhorns, man. This team, they're looking to go 4-0 since the first time, since 2012. And they look kind of shaky at home last week versus Wyoming. So I think they get the job done this weekend, Waco, Texas. So give me at a -14.5, Texas Longhorns.
So you got that. Sino says Texas -14.5 as they travel to Waco. I told you guys a couple weeks ago that Texas better be careful. Wyoming coming off that Alabama victory, they look like they had a lot of fun down on 6th Street before that game, and it was showing on the field. Sino thinks they snap back this week. I'm going to stay with Sino on the college grid, leave a spread by itself on the NFL island. I'm going to go with Ole Miss +7, man, at Alabama. Nick Saban faces another one of his pupils, is Lane Kiffin. And his Rebels come to Tuscaloosa for their annual meeting with the Crimson Tide. Bama has looked bad, so you know, really bad on offense. They got a huge hole at the most important position in college football. I'm also hearing that the local kid, Jalen Milroe, out of Katy, is going to be the starter this week. The kid that transferred in for them from Notre Dame, Tyler Bushner, he looked horrible last week against South Florida. And then the top recruit, Ty Simpson, he just isn't ready to play yet. It showed me so much last week in Tampa. I don't care about the rain. I don't care about the delays. There's no way that South Florida should have been on the field threatening Alabama. Any Alabama team coached by Nick Saban coming off a loss at home is not going to go to South Florida and allow South Florida to have confidence. They're going to pummel them. They could not hit another gear. They could not leave them. And that's because that's how bad they are right now offensively. They have to line up and try to run you over. They're not going to be able to do that against Ole Miss. Ole Miss is one of those teams that really plays good against the run. Their actual only weakness is pass defense, and I don't think that Nick Saban and his guys will be able to exploit that. I don't know if they're missing Bill O'Brien as well. They have a new play caller, a lot of pressure on the new coach that came in from Notre Dame. That's why Tyler Bushner came over there, but this is the SEC, man. This isn't the Notre Dame schedule. And I think they're going to get a rude awakening. Kiffin is bringing in town an offense that's averaging 200 more yards than Alabama is. You know one thing that Kiffin can always do, and that's score points. He has a quarterback in Jackson Dart who's been under his helm for a couple years now, who's gotten used to playing the SEC after transferring from USC. It's nothing better that Kiffin wants to do than to finally beat old St. Nick and then go on Twitter and troll him and talk to him bad and make jokes all offseason. Give me the Ole Miss Rebels +7. A lot of people are afraid of this game. I am not. Right before I gave it out, Sino was questioning me.
Yeah, I'm like, 5-star. You don't think Nick Saban will bounce back in this situation?
I trust my eyes over lore.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it ain't about what you did in the past. It's about what you're doing right now. And right now, to be honest, Nick Saban and them boys suck on offense, man.
Hey, that's why you 5-star, my man, and we'll see.
Hey, you know one thing about me. I'm not afraid to trust myself. And you guys also trust me. That's why you tune into the Waging World every Friday. We're so glad that you're here. We know that you love sports betting the way that we love sports betting. Every Friday, set your alerts, your alarms, write it on your calendar. We're here on 97.5 and 92.5 ESPN. If you missed the show, you can always find us on the Apple Podcast, or you can go to Spotify. As always, we're powered by mybookie.ag. This show is dedicated to my father, the greatest Houston sports fan to ever walk the earth, John H. Lindsay. I do this for you, Dad. Follow Sino at Sino Royale on Twitter. Follow Spread on Twitter at Spread Astaire. Follow me on Twitter at 5StarInVegas. Your interactions are appreciated. Hey, show numero quattro is in the book. Season flying by. We'll see you guys next Friday. This is The Wagering World.
Well, it's another hot summer in Houston, Houston, and that means radio signals are most affected by tropospheric ducting. So remember all of your options. Your FM radio presets, 97.5 and 92.5, your free smartphone app, or ESPN97.5.com that you can run through your car speakers. And don't forget Twitch, where your ducting is not tropospheric. ESPN 97.5, you have options.